In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The collect for the Feast of St. Luke addresses God the Father, whose blessed Son called St. Luke the physician to be an evangelist and physician of the soul. And then the collect petitions the Father to grant that the healing medicine of your word and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you. Scholars have determined that there is no evidence in Luke and Acts that there is an abundance or more medical terminology than any of the other writings in the New Testament. In fact, the only real evidence we have that Luke is the physician is that passing reference in Paul's letter to the Colossians. And yet the church hands down to us this collect that Luke the physician is an evangelist and physician of the soul. The evidence for Luke the beloved physician may be found elsewhere, as our hymn just announced. For at the center of Luke's gospel is Jesus Christ, the Creator who has come to his creation to release it from the diseases of its souls by bringing healing in the new creation. Jesus heals the creation by casting out demons, by healing the sick and raising the dead, and forgiving sins. And he does this by the power of his word, a word that creates what it says. And so he will rebuke a demon and say, "Be silent," and come out of him, and it happens. Or he tells the paralytic, "Rise up and take your pallet and go to your home," and immediately he's healed. Or he will say to the widow's son at Nain, "Young man, I say to you, be raised," and the dead man sits up and begins to speak. Or he will say to the sinful woman at a Pharisee's Sabbath Seder, "Your sins have been forgiven you," and she departs in peace. Now all these things come from Christ's word as the word made flesh. And these miracles testify that already now in Christ, God has invaded his creation and is releasing it from its chains. And this freedom for the captives is real, for in Jesus, the creation is undergoing a healing. For Jesus comes not to bring judgment on the world, but rather to bring mercy and compassion through miracles of healing. And yet the world rejects his healing by rejecting him. The judgment is not on the world, but is on him. So that at a cross, all sin and sickness and death is laid upon him. And there is darkness, and the earth shakes, and it is recreated. Because healing comes through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Creator. Healing comes through suffering, death, and resurrection. When Jesus sent out the 72, he sent them out into a harvest that was plentiful, but workers that were few. And he sent them out to do exactly what he had been doing, to heal the sick and say, "The kingdom of God has come near." The kingdom they proclaimed was the reality of the new creation in Jesus. Liberation and healing through word and miracle. That is what they proclaimed. And this proclamation came with an absolution. Peace be to this house. These 72 demonstrated this peace by their very presence. For the Lord sends them without provisions, and so they are to be dependent on the Lord of the harvest, who will provide for them through the hospitality of those who receive them as heralds of peace. And that peace they proclaimed was medicine for a world that was broken in sin and suffering and death. In their preaching and in their miracles, the kingdom of heaven draws near. And this is a continuation of the peace that was proclaimed by the angels at Bethlehem and a foretaste of the peace that now reigns in the heavens. Those who received these heralds of peace were now their new family. But not everyone received them. Many rejected these heralds of peace. And so Jesus says, "Behold, I am sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves, sacrificial lambs, like the lambs at the Passover, like Jesus." These disciples will be rejected and suffer the consequences of announcing the presence of the kingdom of God. They now enter a cruciform ministry of preaching and healing that will receive the hostility of the world and result in violence. And like their Lord, they will become sacrificial victims of a gospel that calls for a reversal of the world's values. These emissaries bear in themselves the person of Christ and his redemption and his peace. And thus the 12 and now the 72 simply carry on and continue what the prophets did before them. From the blood of Abel until the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. So says Jesus. And by calling these 72 lambs, Jesus said that they must be dependent on him and they must be willing to give up their lives for the world. But Jesus sends them with an agenda. Peace and table fellowship are combined together as a sign that the message has taken hold in that house. And that peace is concrete, healing, proclamation that the kingdom of God is near. A mission of word and deed that continues the mission of the prophets, fulfilled in Jesus, and is the pattern for the mission of Acts. And the effects of this mission are astounding. For Jesus says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." And what he is simply summing up there is the preaching and healing of these 72, that in their ministry of preaching the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, Satan is defeated along with his angelic armies. For as the disciples say to Jesus, "Even the demons subject themselves to us in your name." Word and sacraments are the healing medicine of the pastor. Or as Saint Ignatius of Antioch said, the medicine of immortality. You have been healed by water and blood, by word and spirit. And now you prepare to be sent by the Lord of the harvest as lambs in the midst of wolves, armed with word and meal, the means for mission and for healing. Take that medicine into the sick rooms and the nursing homes, to the brokenhearted and the captives, to sinners, and announce to them that in Jesus Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. And the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, will rest upon them. And in the presence of the Lamb, you will join them and all the saints in a foretaste of the feast to come. And for this, Jesus says, rejoice that your names are written in the heavens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.